Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at crypto market sentiment and the daily news. We'll be drawing on the latest analysis from crypto markets and quantum developments. And well, let me tell you, there's a lot to cover. We've got some pretty wild speculation about Donald Trump, believe it or not. We'll be talking about Binance's new approach to listings, which is interesting, say the least. And we'll even touch on the potential threat of quantum computing. So, to help us break it all down, please welcome our expert.
Hey, glad to be here.
Really is a fascinating time to be following the crypto markets, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a wild ride, that's for sure.
Totally. Well, let's jump right in with the elephant in the room, this market volatility we've been seeing. Ethereum and Solana, ouch. I mean, they've taken some pretty big hits recently. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's partly a reflection of the broader jitters in global financial markets. Interest rates, inflation, geopolitical events, it's all adding up, you know. And that uncertainty spills over into crypto.
Right, right. And speaking of uncertainty, there's this strange theory going around about Donald Trump. Apparently, some people think he's trying to manipulate the Federal Reserve, you know, get them to lower interest rates, then maybe to help with refinancing the U.S. debt, and somehow this will benefit Bitcoin. I mean, is Trump secretly a Bitcoin bull?
Honestly, that sounds like a pretty outlandish theory to me. I mean, sure, Trump has criticized the Fed before, but there's no real evidence he's trying to, you know, pull strings to benefit Bitcoin or any other asset. We got to be careful about separating speculation from facts, especially in crypto, where things move so fast.
Good point. Easy to get caught up in the hype. So for those of us trying to make smart investment decisions, what should we take away from all this market volatility?
Well, the key takeaway here is that crypto, it's still very sensitive to, you know, to macroeconomic trends. So you got to stay informed, not just about what's happening in the crypto world, but also like in traditional finance and even global politics. These things, they might seem unrelated, but they can really impact your crypto portfolio.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good reminder to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. All right. Let's move on to something a bit more positive. Binance, the huge crypto exchange, is doing something pretty interesting. A new community-driven approach to listing and delisting tokens. Can you explain how this works? Like, what does it mean for the average trader?
So basically, Binance is shifting towards a more decentralized model, right?
Right.
They're implementing the system where the community actually gets to vote on which tokens get listed on the exchange. And the way it works is each vote is weighted based on how much BNB, that's Binance's native token, the voter holds.
So it's like a democracy, but within the Binance ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. It could potentially reduce the influence of, like, you know, the big whales and make the listing process way more transparent. It's a pretty big experiment, you know, and it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. It really does raise the question, could this become a model for other exchanges to follow?
Could be.
Now, let's talk about something that's been on a lot of people's minds, quantum computing. Google just revealed their new quantum chip, Willow, and some are saying it could pose a threat to Bitcoin security. Should we be worried?
All right. So first, it's important to, you know, to really understand the nuances here. So Willow itself, it's not powerful enough to, like, to crack Bitcoin's encryption today.
Okay.
But the thing is, quantum computing is advancing super fast, and that does raise some concerns for the future. I mean, right. Imagine quantum computers get to a point where they can break the cryptographic algorithms that secure Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. That's a big deal.
Wow, yeah. So what can the crypto community do to prepare for this potential threat?
Well, the key is to invest in research and development of quantum-resistant technologies. There are already teams out there working on new cryptographic algorithms that, you know, they're specifically designed to withstand attacks from, like, even the most powerful quantum computers. The transition to these new systems, it's not going to be easy, but it's absolutely essential for the long-term security and viability of, you know, of all cryptocurrencies.
It's good to know that people are working on solutions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's shift gears to a different part of the world. The Australian Libertarian Party has this bold proposal. They're calling it a strategic Bitcoin reserve. What's the thinking behind this? And could it actually happen?
Well, their argument is that holding Bitcoin, you know, as part of Australia's national reserves,
right.
It would act as a hedge against inflation, right? And it would boost their financial resilience. They believe that Bitcoin being decentralized and having a limited supply makes it a valuable asset in a world that's, well, let's face it, increasingly uncertain.
So could Australia actually become like a Bitcoin haven? It's a pretty intriguing idea.
Yeah, it's hard to say whether it will gain traction, but it definitely reflects a trend we're seeing, you know? Governments and big institutions are starting to really consider Bitcoin's role in, you know, in their economic strategies.
That's something to keep an eye on for sure. Okay, let's end on a more positive note. We hear so much about the environmental impact of crypto mining. Are there any positive developments on that front?
Oh, absolutely. Companies like STG Energy, they're pioneering sustainable crypto mining practices. They use clean energy sources like, you know, solar and wind power for their cloud mining operations.
That's great news. So are we moving towards a greener crypto future?
It's definitely a step in the right direction. As the industry matures, we'll likely see more emphasis on, you know, sustainable practices. This is crucial not just for the environment, but for the long-term legitimacy and acceptance of, you know, of cryptocurrencies as a whole.
Great insights. So to wrap up for our listeners today, the crypto market is, well, it's still volatile. It's influenced by things both inside and outside the crypto space. We need to be aware of the big picture, like the macroeconomic trends and potential disruptions, you know, like quantum computing. And of course, the regulations are always changing. It's a lot to keep track of, but that's just part of navigating this world, right? This exciting, dynamic world of crypto.
Yeah, well said. I mean, staying informed and adapting to change, that's key for anyone who wants to, you know, to succeed in crypto, whether you're trading or investing.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. Hope you found this overview helpful. The crypto world is always changing, so stay curious, stay informed, and as always, do your own research before making any investment decisions. Until next time.